This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Springs remains vital to the military's space efforts. That's what business leaders told reporters this week at the annual space symposium at the Broadmoor. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
It's the first symposium since President Trump announced the move of U.S. Space Command out of the state to Huntsville, Alabama. As retired four-star General John Hyten says,
it is the elephant in the room.
He spoke on a panel with local defense contractors. The Space Command move is a loss for the Springs, he says, but by design, a command like that is small staff-wise, about 1,500 people. The wider Space Force, though, about half of its total strength, remains in Colorado and will likely stay. That's more than 5,000 people. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A federal jury found that Live Nation and Ticketmaster had an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A Manhattan federal jury determined that Live Nation's Ticketmaster subsidiary harmed customers by overcharging tickets. The entertainment company argued that it wasn't a monopoly since the artists, sports teams, and venues decide the prices and ticketing practices. Colorado was among the 32 states and District of Columbia to sue Live Nation over antitrust practices. State Attorney General Phil Weiser called it a pivotal moment for everyone who loves live events. Inglewood-based Liberty Media owns a 30% stake into Live Nation. The company has yet to respond to the trial's verdict. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Firefighters are making progress on battling a blaze southeast of Trinidad. The fire is burning in the Lake Dorothy State Wildlife Area and is now slightly more than 1,000 acres as of this morning, with little growth yesterday. This is CPR News in KRCC.